In Guadalajara, three mod leaders, one black, one white, and one blonde. The Mod Squad Summit of North American Leaders meets to talk about NAFTA, which is kind of odd because...
I didn't just start criticizing unfair trade deals like NAFTA because I started running for president. I do it because I see what happens to communities when factories close down and the jobs move overseas.
But now that he is president, that unfair trade deal is very much on the table. An odd summit in Mexico on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning, everyone. Monday, August 10th. I'm serious, guys. He's blonde. Stephen Harper, Prime Minister of Canada. Just check the website. He's blonde. I'm John Hockenberry flying solo this morning. Coming up this hour, besides the NAFTA summit or the North American summit down in Guadalajara, an unusual pair shows up in court today. Bank of America and the SEC both face questions about the Merrill Lynch bonuses. And we look at one of baseball's biggest rivalries. The Yankees swept the Red Sox in a dramatic four-game series over the weekend. But first, joining us now is Brett Coldwell, Director of Communications for the Teamsters Union. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, John.
So do you believe that NAFTA is an unfair trade deal? And if so, will there be any serious discussion of it down in Guadalajara?
We certainly do believe NAFTA is unfair. We've lost a million jobs in the United States since NAFTA was implemented in 1994. And we believe there will be discussions. We're hoping that the president sticks to his guns and holds Mexico accountable for holding up their end of the bargain.
But it's believed that the treaty will stand, according to the administration, which is very different from what the president said on the campaign trail.
Well, I think the president's been very clear that there are concerns with NAFTA that need to be addressed and that he's going to address them, that it's not black and white issues. It's across the board concerns, and that he's going to take them on step by step, one at a time. So we're hoping that he will. We're going to hold him accountable to that and see how it turns out. But it's still early in the process, early in his presidency, and we've got to see how we can turn NAFTA into our favor, because right now everything's worked against the United States up to this point.
All right, Brett Coldwell, very diplomatic director of communications for the Teamsters Union, talking about the NAFTA and North American summit taking place down in Guadalajara. We'll be back with you in a moment, but first a look at the other top headlines. The Pentagon is placing 50 Afghan drug traffickers on a list of people to be captured or killed, according to our partner, the New York Times. It's a move to stop the flow of drug money to the Taliban. All 10 prisoners in Southern California have been put on lockdown. All 10 prisons have been put on lockdown after a weekend riot injured more than 250 inmates. Prison officials say racial tension may have sparked the violence. And a series of bombs have exploded across Iraq, killing at least 42 people and wounding more than 100. Several of the bombs targeted Shiite neighborhoods. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton leaves Angola today for the Democratic Republic of Congo. She's expected to focus on sexual assault in the volatile country. The Dow kicks off today at 9370. The S&P trades at 1010. The Nasdaq opens at 2000 even, and the futures trading suggests a flat opening when Wall Street gets going. So if you are vulnerable in this economy, you're probably in your 40s at the high pay scale and the high experience scale. If success equals failure in your life, tell us your story at 877-8MYTAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Advice for people in their 40s in this economy.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Star Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org.
You're listening to The Takeaway.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. So some genius in the media has coined this summit taking place in Guadalajara, Mexico, as the Three Amigos Summit. So there's clearly a lot on the table. We don't know if they're actually amigos, but this meeting between President Barack Obama, Mexican President Felipe Calderon, and Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper is certainly a chance to discuss some pressing issues for all three countries. But the question is a matter of priorities, which is first, and do these three leaders really see eye to eye right now? Joining us now is Diana Washington Valdez, reporter with the El Paso Times, author of the forthcoming book, Last Cartel Standing. She reports on the security situation that has plagued the U.S.-Mexican border over the last several months. Diana, good morning.
Gordon, to you.
We also welcome back to the program Joan Griot, Mexico reporter for Time Magazine. We are also speaking with Brett Caldwell, Director of Communications for the Teamsters Union, but we'll welcome back him in just a moment. Joan, let's begin with you. It seems to me that from the perspective of Mexican President Felipe Calderon, this summit has got to be all about security and demonstrating to these other two leaders that Mexico isn't coming apart at the seams.
Well, obviously he has a lot of interest to pursue the security issues, but also Felipe Calderon wants actually to get away from the security issues because the security problem has been dominating his presidency, and he wants to talk about some economic issues as well, because Mexico is really being hit by the downturn in the U.S. economy. It exports about 85% of its goods to the United States, and this year Mexico is looking at shrinking about 7% because of the U.S. slowdown and the U.S. lack of demand for Mexican goods.
So what can President Calderon do to encourage U.S. demand for Mexican consumer goods?
Well, that's a very hard thing for him to do. He has to try and work with the United States to keep the American companies investing in Mexican assembly plants and hoping those goods they can sell to the U.S., you know, keep in high demand, that the U.S. consumer economy picks up, and that can help resume the same number of assembly plants Mexico is used to on the border area.
So in a sense, Felipe Calderon is going to be arguing to Barack Obama to actually bring more jobs to Mexico, to actually export jobs to Mexico, to increase the amount of economic activity down there.
That's correct. I think there's a certain concern on this side of the border. The Obama administration, in trying to rescue the U.S. economy, has been promoting very much this Buy America strategy. And whereas Mexico in the last 20 years has very much moved in line to the United States and the kind of this North American partnership. So, you know, they're very much, you know, trying to say, you know, we've got to, you know, keep on this partnership and keep on having jobs on this side of the border and buying North American products, not just United States products.
Diana Washington Valdez, reporter with the El Paso Times, I suspect that your neck of the woods is a scene for this a huge cross-border trucking dispute that's been plaguing relations between the U.S. and Mexico for months now. Where does that stand from your perspective, and do you think it's possible for Felipe Calderon to get the subject off of security in this summit today?
Well, the whole trucking issue is a political juggling act. We did have a successful pilot program that was not funded last year that proved to be very successful again, and it also helped to prove that the Mexican trucks are safe. But again, the Obama administration had promised organized labor in the United States that the U.S. trucking industry would be, to an extent, protected, and that's what it's all about. And so Obama's in a position of having to deliver on that promise at the same time reaffirming the NAFTA.
Joan Griot, where do the Canadians figure in all of this, either in terms of the security question? I mean, there are two borders at question here, or the question of increasing demand for Mexican goods. Do the Canadians have anything to offer here?
Yes, they do. I mean, there's talk of the Canadians also making some investment of training in Mexican police. They said the Canadian Mounted Police are going to invest some money in training and trying to bring up the standards, the Mexican police. There's also other issues between Mexico and Canada, separate from the U.S. and Canada issues. Canada recently made Mexican citizens apply for visas to visit Canada, and that's quite a thorny issue here on this side of the border. They took that move because of Mexicans making false refugee claims to travel to Canada. And that's another different bilateral issue, which is also going to be definitely up for talk at this summit.
All right, Joan Griot, Mexico reporter for Time Magazine. Thanks so much for being with us. One last question for you, Diana. What is the situation as far as the drug unrest and the battles between the cartels and security forces in Mexico? Have things settled down at all?
Not at all. The violence is unrelenting. As a matter of fact, that'll probably be some of the focus of this border security conference that we're having in El Paso today and tomorrow. And, of course, Homeland Secretary Janet Napolitano will be here tomorrow to address some of the border security issues and make some kind of a policy announcement.
All right, and perhaps there'll be more headlines out of that Napolitano meeting than anything coming out of Guadalajara. Diana Washington Valdez, reporter with the El Paso Times, author of the forthcoming book, Last Cartel Standing. She joined us from El Paso, Texas. So it's back to you, Brett Caldwell, director of communications for the Teamsters Union. On this question of a dispute over trucking, Mexican trucks versus U.S. trucks, where do the Teamsters stand?
Well, the Teamsters want Mexico to hold up their end of the bargain. For 14 years, they've been required to meet U.S. standards. They haven't done so. Mexican trucks don't emit the same types of aren't meeting our standards for emitting fuel and emissions. They don't meet our standards for weight distribution. The drivers aren't required to meet the same drug testing or testing for driving that our workers are required to meet in the U.S. It's just across the board, Mexico hasn't raised their standards. There's a simple solution to this problem. Mexico raises their standards. They just haven't done so.
But what do you say to the argument that the Teamsters and other trade union officials in the United States are using this as a symbol of really total opposition to NAFTA and a position where we really would love for NAFTA to go away entirely, and that this is just a symbolic sort of surface issue?
Well, the fact of the matter is our partners in this fight are not other trade unions. Our partners in this fight are advocates for highway safety and public citizen, that this is about safe highways. And when we've seen illegal trucks operating beyond the border zone, the crashes that occur, the deaths that have occurred have been horrendous. And so this is not a matter of politics or economy. This is a matter of highway safety. And our members are on the road. We're the people who see the challenges on the American highway system. And this is about, you know, essentially worker safety for us. But if our members are on the road, they need to have a safe driving environment. And Mexican trucks challenge that.
Right. Well, what are the number of fatalities directly related to improperly equipped Mexican trucks?
Well, there's no real numbers for that, because the trucks that have the crashes that we have seen have been based on trucks operating illegally beyond the border zone. So it's not something that the government has tracked. But you've seen,
I guess you just said it was horrendous.
Even as far away as Florida and New York, some of these crashes that have occurred that really show you that the challenges that lie before us.
Well, what about during a time of recession, the fact that this trade is held up at the border is having an impact on businesses in the United States?
It's just not having an impact. I mean, the products are coming across the border. Look, we've lost 1 million jobs since NAFTA was implemented. Clearly, the goods are moving to be produced down south. They're moving across the border to be bought in the United States. That's why as you just reported, there's 7% downturn in the Mexican economy. It's just because we're not buying it, not because it can't get here.
All right. Brett Caldwell, Director of Communications for the Teamsters Union, thanks so much for joining us. Among the people closely watching this summit taking place in Guadalajara, Mexico, between Barack Obama and Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister of Canada, and Felipe Calderon, the President of Mexico. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, John.
So one more thing we should mention about this summit, the H1N1 flu virus is going to be one of the big issues on the table there. And here's what Deputy White House National Security Advisor John Brennan says.
The Calderon government has, in fact, performed very courageously in the face of the threat of these cartels. And we think that we have to do everything we can to be a helpful neighbor and a partner.
That, of course, was James Jones talking about the Felipe Calderon government's response to drug cartel violence. Here's a statement from Deputy White House National Security Advisor John Brennan about the H1N1 issue.
I think everybody recognizes that H1N1 is going to be a challenge for all of us, and there are people who are going to be getting sick in the fall and die.
All on the table in Guadalajara.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.